Hello and welcome to the Human Body Fundamentals Podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Stoll. Each week, I speak with experts to learn the ins and outs of the human body. This podcast aims to bring forth informative conversations about why it is important to know the function of specific body parts, systems, and rhythms. We will also be covering common disorders and problematic conditions, as well as restorative treatments and procedures. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's get started. All right, today we have a super, super special guest. It is my very own big sister, Kelly Stoll, aka my hero. Kelly lives in Santa Cruz, California, and recently sold her spa and therapeutic bodywork center that she had owned for about 12 years. So congrats, Kelly. She's treated people with pain for longer than that, though, practicing a type of body work called Rolfing, which is what this episode is all about. About 3 years ago, probably a little more, Kelly and her massage therapists noticed that many clients wanted to bring in CBD creams or lotions for their massages. Their client said that it really helped relieve their pain and they didn't want to use opioids. But the therapists weren't finding the products to be great to massage with. They were greasy or they were super tough and had a hard time being kneaded in to their skin. So Kelly and her business partner, Jen, who is also the main massage therapist at the spa, they developed their own line of organic CBD massage creams. They offered it as a service, and it was such a popular massage service that they developed their own retail line, which included a CBD cream, CBD balm, and CBD Epsom soak. Fast forward 3 years to now, their CBD business, Vital Body Therapeutics, which is actually named after their spa, Vital Body Therapy, is sold in many high-end spas, hotels, boutiques, and grocery stores all around the nation. And the products remain with its same integrity, made in small batches. They have the same 8 solar-infused organic herbs that target pain and inflammation. And they still have amazing textures and consistencies. But because it's 3 years later, CBD is way less scarce, so they're able to put more of it in the product. With all that said, my sister is graciously giving whoever listens to this episode a 10% discount off of any product using the code HBF10. But I'll reiterate this at the end of the episode. Kelly, my big sis, it's so great to have you on here for an episode. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's so fun to be here. I'm so happy to share this with you, my little schmooky, gooky, bougie, juju.
No, we're starting over. Kelly, my sister, it's great to have you on. Thank you for joining me on here.
I'm so glad to be here. It's so fun to do this with you. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's just get to it. Will you please give us an overview, a general brief overview about what Rolfing is?
Rolfing is a form of bodywork that was created by a very intelligent doctor by the name of Dr. Ida Rolf. And Ida Rolf was a chemist. She was a biochemist. She earned her PhD in, I think, around 1920. And she did her research on connective tissue. At the time, very little was known about connective tissue. And because of her research and how she applied her research to the human body, she was able to create a form of bodywork called Rolfing, named after her, that essentially manipulated the connective tissue to bring better balance and order to the human structure.
How were you introduced to Rolfing, and what made you want to become a Rolfer?
I was turned on to Rolfing when I was in college, and I had a series of injuries. I was a lifelong athlete. I was a gymnast as a child. I participated in tons of sports. By the time I got to college, I had pretty chronic pain. A friend of mine, she was actually my next door neighbor, her name was Kitty Graham, she would watch me walk. And I used to go over to her house and have a cup of coffee or tea, and we would talk. And I would tell her about some of the things that I was dealing with in my body. And at the time, I was exploring yoga and other forms of movement practice to try to relieve some of the tension and pain that I felt. And she said, "You know what? You need to get Rolfed." And I said, I have no idea what that is. And when she explained it to me, I thought, gosh, you know, it just sounds so interesting. It sounds like nothing I'd ever heard of. It was unlike any physical therapy or yoga or massage that I'd ever heard of. And so I made an appointment with a Rolfer, a woman by the name of Carol Agnesens here in Santa Cruz. And my first experience getting Rolfed was profound. It changed my life. The experience that I had actually receiving this style of body work was so powerful that I thought, like a lot of people who find something they're passionate about, I thought, well, this is something I want to know more about. I want to learn about it. And so that sort of began this journey for me of studying the human body, studying movement, physiology, structure, anatomy, and eventually led to a career and a spa that I created really with that vision, the vision that Ida Rolf had, which was to use body work as a transformational but also a very practical form of maintaining your health and longevity.
Where do people typically study Rolfing, or where can you get certified as a Rolfer?
There's two places you can study Rolfing technically. The Rolf Institute is in Boulder, Colorado, and the Guild for Structural Integration is also in Colorado, and they're both sort of derivatives of the original Rolfing method.
I think you told me a while back that the Rolfing community is pretty small and tight-knit. Like, people, the Rolfers know each other. Is this accurate?
Well, that's true. It's because it's very fringe. It's unfortunate that Rolfing is not more well-known because it's so effective. But the people that are interested in Rolfing tend to have a sort of engineering mindset. They look at the human body as, you know, the biomechanics of the human body, and they study it from this lens that is very unique, that you don't see as much in massage therapy or other sort of manual therapies. And they also tend to be a group of people who are very much into personal growth and exploration. They tend to be very open-minded and progressive in their thinking. And I think that that has to do with Ida Rolf, really, and sort of her vision for Rolfing being a process that you put your body through to bring more alignment. And in so doing, you create more capacity in your body to move, to think, to digest, to heal, to be creative. And so a lot of Rolfers look at it as sort of a stepping stone to a really full and embodied life.
Thank you. That was a great answer. When someone comes to you with a desire to be Rolfed, is it usually due to injury or just because they want their bodies realigned or like retuned? Also, do you call them a client or a patient?
I always called my clients clients. Rolfing tends to be somewhat of an oral tradition passed down from Ida Rolf, who initially sort of brought her groundbreaking work to more people when she came from the East Coast to Esalen Institute. Esalen Institute here in Big Sur, California is a place that sort of gave a platform for really innovative thinkers to get their work out to the greater public. So Rolfing started sort of as an oral tradition where Ida Rolf came out here, she trained people, those people trained the next generation of Rolfers, and so on and so forth. And the people that were Rolfed, which was a very small amount of people, relatively speaking, told this person and that person, hey, this changed my life, you should do it. And so even to this day, a lot of the people who go and get Rolfed are direct referrals from somebody who was Rolfed. It's not very well marketed. Few people understand what it is. So it's mostly a referral based.
Now, do most people come because they have a specific injury that they're trying to heal, or because they want to get a tune-up on their body, so to speak?
That's a good question. Most of the people, maybe I'd answer it this way. Most of the people who come to Rolfing have tried everything else. And, you know, they're curious, maybe this will help. So these are people who have chronic pain, people with poor posture, imbalances in their joints, a huge amount of scar tissue that's affecting their life, post-surgical patients who have lost range of motion in a joint. They've tried yoga or massage, physical therapy or chiropractic, but they just haven't gotten the gains that they had hoped for. And they hear about Rolfing and they think, oh, maybe I'll try this.
Okay, let's get down into the nitty-gritty of the Rolfing experience. So when a client comes to you and says that they would like to get Rolfed, what's the process? What's like the first thing that you would do? And can you kind of walk us through what that protocol looks like?
A lot of people who come for Rolfing are coming for what's called the 10 series. Ida Rolf didn't create Rolfing to be something that you did every week or every month, kind of like you think of a Swedish massage for just everyday wellness. Ida Rolf created what was called the Rolfing 10 series. And the 10 series is a series of 10 sessions, each session addressing a different structural relationship in the body, and looking very specifically at a set of structures to achieve a specific goal. And the client goes through each of these 10 sessions, and after each session progresses to the next. And over this series of 10 sessions, or 10 hours of body work, the physical structure of the person changes. The goal of Rolfing is to bring a body into better alignment with gravity. The central theme in the Rolfing world is how gravity impacts the body. That was Ida Rolf's key insight that she brought to the table. She said, the human body has evolved over millions of years in relationship to gravity. And we've gone from being on all fours to being on two legs to being totally vertical. And that verticality over time, right, we become out of balance. We start to lean forward, or our shoulder drops, or our neck twists, or our ankles roll. And the shape of the body changes, and it's held, the structure of the body is held by the connective tissue. So her goal was to use these 10 sessions to go through all the joints and the relationships of the body and remove the scar tissue, remove the restrictions and the inhibitions that pull your body out of alignment with gravity. And so typically when someone comes for a series of Rolfing, you really begin by taking their intake and finding out, you know, what's their history? Do they sit at a desk all day? Were they a competitive swimmer? You know, these two clients with those different backgrounds will have a very different shape to their body. And a Rolfer needs to understand not just what they look and feel and move like now, but what led them there. What are the habituated patterns that sort of got their body to be in this shape? A really simple example is, you know, just everybody can agree that there's some sort of structural impact from sitting all day. Most people would say they feel tight in their hips. Well, the tightness in your hips are not held by the muscle, they're held by the fascia. And Ida Rolf's unique gift to the world was to teach people a very specific kind of touch that could address the restrictions in the connective tissue such that you could regain the hip mobility that you had before you sat for 10 years, 6 hours a day. So that being said, you have to take the person's history. You have to get a very detailed intake. And then you begin the process of the 10 series where you analyze their movement. You watch them walk. You test their range of motion in their joints. And based on the feedback and information you get from assessing their movement and their physical structure, you strategize how you're going to sort of implement the goals of that session.
Okay, got it. Thank you. So initially, you ask lifestyle questions or questions about their past injuries. Then you test their biomechanics. And lastly, you start to plan and design their 10 series sessions. Will you delve into a little bit about what the 10 series looks like?
That's a great question. The 10 series is super fun because it takes you through this entire process of trying to organize your body around a central line. And so there's so many different themes through the series, but it starts with a primary pattern, that being the breath. And it looks at each individual's breathing pattern. And what are the structures that influence the breath? The diaphragm, the intercostal muscles, the subscap, the serratus, the scalene muscles, pec minor. You have so many muscles that contribute to this habitual thing that we do every day, breathing in and out. Well, everybody does it differently, and nobody has a really perfectly balanced breath. Some people have a preference for inhalation and they sort of are fixated in this inhalation. And some people have a preference for exhalation and they have a sort of slumped, concave looking chest. And so that's very basic, but those are two kind of extreme patterns. The super extended chest with a preference for inhalation, or the super concave, drooped chest with a preference for exhalation. So given that, you would strategize your session to address the structures that will bring the breathing into better balance. And that logic kind of moves through each session. So the same is for session 2, which looks at your relationship to the ground through the bones of your feet. Some people will have more of a preference for having flat feet, no arches, and some people will have high arches. And their issues structurally will be very different. And so you'll sort of address it similarly, where you look at the structures that sort of hold them in that pattern, and you try to bring them into better balance. So somebody with really high arches, you try to help soften them. Somebody with no arches, you try to build up the bones to create an arch.
All right, and this follows 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 10.
Yeah, session 3, 4, 5, 6, each one builds off the last, sort of looking to create better balance in the fascial structures in the body.
as a Rolfer, are you stretching, shifting, otherwise like manipulating your client's fascial tissues?
Yeah, when you Rolf, you're stretching the fascia, you're lengthening it, you're separating it where there's adhesions deep in the septum. You're creating movement, or you're unsticking adhesions between layers of fascia, like visceral fascia, for example, in the organs. Primarily when you Rolf, you're lengthening and differentiating layers in the body, creating space where there's adhesions and length where there's shortness.
I'm so surprised that you mentioned visceral fascia. It actually really excites me because I went over it in this episode's part one that I posted last week. It was super interesting to learn about because it's not only a part of the body that people typically don't talk or think about, but it's part of the body that most people, like including myself before the research, like don't even know exists.
Yeah, actually session 5 looks at the abdominal fascia. So most of the organs in the belly are wrapped in what's called a peritoneum, which is a bag. It's a fascial bag that sits in the belly region of the body. And whenever there are adhesions within that visceral fascia, you will see it in the body in as decreased hip extension or low back extension. And so doing visceral work in the belly is actually very important to balancing the pelvis and freeing up the ribs to take a full inhale.
What are some common problems or injuries that you've treated through Rolfing?
Sprains, strains, surgical scars, traumas from impacts, from car accidents, from falls.
Are these the same clients that come in for a 10 series, or do you spend time focusing on that localized injury?
You know, it really depends on the Rolfer. Some Rolfers will only do 10 series work. They want to help people process them through the 10 series and send them on their way. Other people will work monthly. They'll see people 1-2 sessions or every month for the rest of their life.
What's an injury that someone would be surprised to hear that Rolfing treats or improves?
I think people are surprised by the intraoral work that Rolfers do. Rolfers work inside the mouth. They work on the relationship between the mandible and the cranium. They work inside the nose with issues like deviated septums. The intraoral work can really profoundly help people who have trauma from dental work or from being hit in the face, any sort of facial impact. I think people are usually surprised that Rolfers go so deep into the mouth and the nose.
What have been the client's experiences after the Rolfing sessions are over? In other words, like, what are their testimonies?
After a Rolfing session, people just feel mostly lighter, more fluid. They feel more range of motion. They feel more of a sense of embodiment. They feel the ground more. They feel longer. They feel more spacious. And generally, most often, they feel much less pain.
Would you recommend Rolfing to someone who isn't injured but wants to prevent injury in the future? For example, if they are exercising frequently and lifting heavy weights, do you think it's a smart idea to get a 10 series like Rolfing session once every few years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the insight a Rolfer will give you about your body will change your life forever. Hold on. Absolutely. I think everybody should get Rolfed because Rolfing keeps your connective tissue supple. It keeps it free from adhesions. It keeps your joints balanced. Anybody who's living on planet Earth is succumbing to some of the effects of gravity and to the effects of gravity in their body. And Rolfing will always support people to maintain a balanced and upright posture and feel free inside their joints, which is an amazing feeling.
Does Rolfing require the client to do at-home mobility exercises or stretching, or does it depend on the injury and situation?
So many Rolfers bring, you know, they bring their own background and their knowledge to their practice. So Rolfers that have extensive history as PTs, chiropractors, yoga teachers, gymnasts, you know, you name it, they're going to help give their clients at-home exercises or stretching or movement exercises that will support or enhance the sort of logic of the session.
What are some big misconceptions about Rolfing?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions about Rolfing is that it's excruciatingly painful. I think back when Ida Rolf was teaching it, it was much more heavy-handed. And this had to do with just what they understood about fascia and the research that had been done at that time. There was an assumption that you had to, you know, place a certain amount of, you know, pounds on the tissue to affect change. And that's really changed. So now you'll get Rolfers that work very delicately with a really sensitive and light touch and get the same results that more heavy-handed Rolfers get. So I think people make an assumption that they don't want to get Rolfed because it's going to be so painful. But my experience has been that when people receive Rolfing, it feels very right. It feels like they immediately know this is what I need. They can immediately feel the changes happening in their tissue. It's not something they got to wait for or they hope it's happening. They lift up their arm and they have more range of motion, or they get up off the table and they feel less pain in their hip. So it's really immediate, and generally people just really love the actual sensation of being Rolfed.
All right, Kel, last question of the interview. Do you think for the most part Rolfing is okay for people of all ages?
Absolutely, of course. I used to Rolf people in their 90s, and they loved it. As we age, our connective tissue kind of dries out. It loses some of that hydration. And when you Rolf somebody, you actually hydrate the tissue. And that's part of why people feel more flexible or they feel more range of motion, because there's something happening deep at that physiologic level of, you know, hydrating once again dried out connective collagen, I should say.
Kelly, I can't thank you enough for joining me today to talk about Rolfing. You're the best. What a great interview.
Thanks for having me. It's super fun to talk about Rolfing and connective tissue and hang out with you. So thank you for having me.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. I want to reiterate what I discussed at the beginning of the episode, which is that my sister is offering 10% off of her high-quality organic CBD products from her company, Vital Body Therapeutics. You can go to her website, www.vitalbodytherapeutics.com, and you can use the discount code HBF10 for 10% off. That is HBF10 with the number 10 for 10% off. I'm not sure how long this code will last, but for a little while, you can get this nice deal. Thank you, Kelly. Bye, everyone.